What's going on, everybody? Good day and welcome to another episode of Deconstructing Topic Podcast. Woo, let's go. We doing a little bit of something. Once again, very interesting little topics here. As you already know, welcome my Deconstructing Topics family. I feel good. Every time, like, people reach out to me and be like, thank you for, you know, sharing your knowledge, your wisdom. And I appreciate that. And there's things that, while listening to my podcast, there's a lot of things where people have thanked me that they didn't know. And I'm like, you know what? That right there in itself, that's what makes me feel good about doing these podcasts. And I told everybody, you know, in this podcast, you know, we want to touch a little bit of everything. I know I said about life, culture, politics, philosophy. I'm over here was thinking about falafel. For those people out there that knows what falafel or falafel, little round balls of goodness, vegetable, chickpeas. When it's done right, it's done right. A little bit of that white sauce, hot sauce with pita. So I meant to say philosophy. Wow. Let's get it. Because, yeah, for some reason I was thinking about that. Because the other day, I had some good falafel. I like them when it's like crunchy and nice and juicy in the inside. No funny stuff. I'm just saying. That's how I like these falafels. And perhaps I definitely will be discussing something of food in the near future about what's your favorite plate. Things that we didn't eat, that we ate, that surpass our expectations or whatever it is. But today, like I said, we're having an interesting conversation about philosophy and life, and a little bit of culture, a little bit of sports, a little bit of everything. And my name is David, and I'm your host of Deconstructing Topic Podcast. Like always, hit the notification. For some reason, some people have told me, hey, listen, I'm not getting a notification. Or something to that effect. Wherever you listen to the podcast, go out there and listen. I'm telling you, trust me. We doing this collectively. And that's why I decided to do this wonderful episode on the late Kobe Bryant, the legendary basketball player, played for the LA Lakers. Unfortunately, he passed away in early 2000. But he left a legacy, not just of his basketball life, but outside of basketball. And he has these 10 rules of life on how to be successful. And sometimes with Kobe, and his mindset was like, you know, do we actually know what success is? And you know, success is different for everybody. You know, and no one could tell me, oh, listen, I want to be successful. What does successful mean? You know, I've heard people say, I want to live comfortable. I want to have a house. I want to have my own business. I want to do this. Everybody's success is different, and something that I'll be discussing on my future podcast is success. And to me, I have a decent audience, and you know, I definitely, my goals is to be bigger and bigger, but that's on me. But to me, you know, just doing the podcast, just recording a podcast, just shooting up the hip, meaning that just top of my mind, to me, that's success. And there's been episodes where I get, you know, in one day, perhaps I get like 5 people listening. Sometimes I get 20, 30, 40, 50 listeners. And, you know, when those numbers, yeah, those numbers make you feel good. But if the numbers is what drives my success, the answer would be no, not necessarily. As long as I'm waking up, you know, you start with the habit that you're doing something. You're doing the podcast. You're doing an episode. That in itself is success. But I get one listener, whatever the case might be, that's fine. Trust me. you throw it out there in the universe, and whatever it is that you believe, it's the right step. And today we're going to go, we discuss rule number 10 and 9. Today we're going to go with 8 and 7. And it goes to, number 8 goes to a little bit of what I was just saying about just me waking up to do a podcast. Obviously, you guys get me hyped. You guys motivate me. But I also got to motivate myself. And one of the things, rule number 8, be ambitious. I'm going to celebrate, and I believe I will be celebrating, or how can I say it to you? I believe it's a week or 2 weeks. It's going to be my 1 year thing of doing these, you know, my podcast, Deconstructing Topics podcast. And to me, the way I feel, it's been a success. Because I'm getting to do stuff that I always wanted to do. And I always felt like this is the right time to start doing a podcast. And not just a podcast. I'm aiming for other things. I'm aiming to do the videos. Because I want to educate you. I want to have these topics. But I also want to educate you in a sense. Because, you know, for those people that got into movies, for those who watched The Matrix, one of my former co-worker, I can't call a co-worker, brother-in-arms, Italiano, shout out to him, he always called me Morpheus. Morpheus is this character in The Matrix where he's kind of like a teacher figure. And I always saw myself like that. And obviously because of one of those things that, if you ever seen The Matrix, no spoilers, he was ambitious, and we want people to start to do ambitious. What exactly is ambitious is? People are going to wonder, like, you know, ambitious, like, what does that mean? I heard of this. When you're ambitious, it's just that thing that, like, wow. And obviously, I'm going to do what I do best. Having so ambitious in this definition. Having or showing a strong desire and determination to succeed. Ambition means wanting to succeed. If you want to climb Mount Everest, I'm just reading here, start your own business, write a great philosophical treatise or beyond, you are 30, then wow, you're really ambitious. Having an ambition is a good thing. And I just gave you a couple of meaning in the dictionary. So like that, again, this is what the formal meaning is. But for a lot of people, we know what ambitious is. But again, everybody, we have a different ambition, different things that we want to succeed. But what you want to succeed is different from mine. And I always emphasize, collectively, we have to get together as human beings. Because we already know, and I always emphasize, I love United States. I love this country. But is there things that are designed for people not to succeed? Absolutely. Because the question comes be, should everyone be successful? You know what I mean? Should everyone have money? Should everybody go out there and have the means? And unfortunately, as I love United States, but the way this country set up, the way this system, not everybody can succeed. And for those people out there, like, how can I be successful? Again, everybody has their own little thing in regards to being successful. But one of the things is ambition. Sometimes, you know, I get a little bit distracted. I get a little bit, you know, you kind of like lose of that little energy, that little motivation on your goals or whatever, because things happen in life. But it's always good to keep in your mind, whether, you know, I suggest whether it's writing it, put it in your computer, your notes, notepad, whatever it is, keep that in your mind, because remember, we could do something and you can be something. And ambition is that thing that we wake up in the case of Kobe Bryant, he won 5 championships, I believe. Lost a couple. I mean, for a lot of plays, a lot of whether you in sports or whatever it is, a lot of times, whether you're an actor, actress, whatever, there's a thing where you do in sports, you win a championship. There's a lot of athletes that are great and they just win one championship and that's it. But for Kobe, one, you needed two. And if I got two, I could go for three. If I could go for three, I could go for four. And if I could go for four, I could go for five. And so on and so on. And that's his mentality. That was Kobe Bryant in a nutshell. And sometimes, yes, I'm talking sports. There's a lot of people, but there's some people out there that don't listen. They probably heard of Kobe Bryant, but they don't know outside of it that Kobe Bryant was an ambitious basketball player, human being that woke up every day like, yo, my success is not just winning one championship. I won two. I won three. I won four. Winning MVP, sure. All-star MVP, meaning MVP, most valuable player, individual. Yeah, he could pat himself on the back. Hey, I won an award. Winning MVP is like winning the best actor, best actress, whatever. But for Kobe, that's just a smidgen because he's a team player. And I emphasized this on the on his previous rules, number 10, learn storytelling. And one of the things, believe in your team. When you go to work, you got to believe in the people that you work with. When you go hang out with people, with a nice little crowd of people, more like three or four or five, you're going to be that person that's going to believe in them. That's why you're hanging out with them. I hope, you know, and I don't want people to be those people that are hanging out with people. Oh, yeah, you know, start talking behind their back. Like, you know, don't do that. If you're going to hang out with people, family, it's because you believe in them. And they part of that success. Or you part of their success, whatever the case might be, just be ambitious. Trust me, wake up with this mindset. Again, I can't tell you what your success should be. And I'm going to share what, for me, my success. That's why I'm going to do a little video thing going on coming up. Hopefully in a couple of weeks, we'll be making it happen. We're making things happen. But as the same as you are being ambitious, you also got to practice mindfulness. Practice mindfulness, people. A lot of people are like, what does that mean? You know, mindfulness. You have to sometimes be aware of what your surrounding is. And if one thing that we have learned is that we're going to be surrounded with these different people with different ideas, different background, different philosophy. They might not, how can I say, you might not have the same ideas, but somewhere you guys want to be, or people want to be in that same boat of being ambitious, just practice mindfulness. And that's one of the things that Kobe Bryant have said. That if I look at some of my places where I get this nutritional value mentally, they ask the question, what is mindfulness? It's the practice of gently focusing on your awareness on the present moment over and over again. It often involves focusing on sensations to root yourself in your body, here, in the here, and the now. It can be practiced during formal meditation or during everyday activities like cooking, cleaning, or walking. On the other hand, a full mind means you're not rooted in the present moment. So nature is of the mind to think and analyze and figure things out. That's the job. But you know, when you practice mindfulness, your surrounding, what is happening at the moment, who's around you, how you choose your words, how can your words either help or hurt somebody, even if it's jokingly, how can your helping and not helping, how your activity on doing something and not doing, you know, it tends to, how can I say it, affect the way you live. And when you're mindful, you're thinking, and you're thinking about your surrounding, because unfortunately, what happens is that, and I can speak on behalf of myself, that a lot of times I get caught up with just, I'm very emotions. I run on emotions. Emotions. I'm a very emotional person. And there's a lot of things in mind, and I'm one to say, hey, I need to practice mindfulness. I need to sit down, relax, meditate. And then sometimes, you know, people with family, people that might not have the means, or people that, how can I say, are just surrounded. I mean, you know, fortunately, because we're in New York City, and I speak because of being in New York City. New York City is like a, like this machine, like choo-choo-choo-choo, like an oil machine. Fast pace. Whew. And sometimes we kind of forget to do things on our own, whether it's meditate, whether it's this and that. And listen, a lot of people that are listening to my podcast, again, everybody's different, but everybody seems to have some type of, many people at least to have some type of option to say, let me take even 5 minutes alone and practice mindfulness. There's people that got families that listen to my podcast. Listen, 5 minutes, that's all it takes. Because a lot of times, a lot of things predicate on your well-being. Your family, your kids, your wife, your husband, your partner for life, your parents, your sibling. A lot of times, they depend on you. And not depending on, well, I'm going to take advantage, but more of, because of your success. And that's what comes down to when you are quote unquote successful, that there are things that are gonna cling to you, and there are people that are gonna cling to you, and not, again, not that they wanna take advantage, just come with the territory. When Kobe Bryant was a basketball player, remember, he was the basketball player. He might have been an influence in getting people in his team, but at the end of the day, it's ultimately not his decision. It's the people that run the Lakers. So Kobe Bryant has played with some people that he might not have to be fond of when they were in the other team. My understanding, it's, you know, I believe Trevor Ariza was one situation. But when they came to the team, hey, listen. He was applying, yo, I'm ambitious. Regardless of what our difference is, we here to win a title. And practice mindfulness. One of the things that Kobe did, he listened to his teammates. And he coached a lot of them. He opened up to a lot of them. That's with the learned storytelling. And they understood. You know, if you're coming from an opposite team, whether you play for the LA Clippers, Boston Celtics, New York Knicks, my team, let's go. And you play against Kobe, you might think, yo, Kobe Bryant is one cocky dude. When he gets the ball, I'm just trying to find him hard. Then he plays with, you know, people like Ron Artest, who was a famous basketball player who had little attitude, but one of the best players. And boy, him and Kobe, they got a championship together. And sometimes you got to think like that. You have to think like a champion. Or you have to, if you're not, what I'm saying, if in life sometimes when you succeed at something, don't think that that's it. Be going for more, and then this is one of the reasons I did my podcast. Because now I'm feeling, I'm like, yo, I want to be more ambitious. Because I believe who I could believe. I believe this is the year that I'm going to turn out to be the best version of myself. And I'm working on it. But I gotta be more ambitious, trust me. And I gotta practice more mindfulness in my situation. I definitely have to find a way to motivate myself. Not motivate, because sometimes I find these motivation, but sometimes I still got like these little bones in my closet, if you will. kind of like shh. Little cloud over my head. And those things, they'll become like a mud. Like, if you want to be ambitious and you want to move and you're walking, but yet you stuck in this little mud. What I'm saying, you might say, hey, I'm not a creator of the mud. What I'm saying, even if you don't have control of certain things, even if there's certain things that are out of your hands, trust me, you still got that will to be an ambition. You still got that thing to be like, you know what? Just focus. Let me practice this mindfulness. What's around me? What's in front of me? What's on my left? What's on my right? What's behind me? Take it back and see it different. And that's one of the things that I'm here to tell you. Or tell you, get told you. Look at me. I'm over here like, wow. I was looking at the time of the podcast and I'm like, damn, I could go forever with this little two rules. Keep in mind, he has 10 rules and we already spoke about the 10 and the 9. 10, learn everything. 9, believe in your team. 8, be ambitious. 7, practice mindfulness. We just did 8 and 7. Folks, let me tell you something. It's always an enjoyment doing these podcasts. Because I just get those emotional flowing. Right now, I'm just, woo. I feel like I want to do more podcasts, different episodes, different topics. I want to go all out because I appreciate you. We doing something different in terms of collectively what we're surrounded by. I know that some people out there, and I follow a couple of people on the, X platform, Twitter, formerly known as Twitter. There's other podcasters, independent podcasters, giving advice to other people that have my, you know, have bigger audience. And I appreciate that positive feedback from people. But sometimes we have to understand what's around us. And for me, I'm part of something that's out there that we're going to make things happen for sure. I appreciate you listening. Feel free to like, comment, engage, and send this out there and share it. Because we making it happen, that's for sure. Because I'm out of here. Let's make it happen. I'm out. Peace.